Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Dalet, Ruh Chof, and Kuf Sadi Aleph and Beis. Beis Hashem. Machaber says, Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Dalet, Im HaMesubim Ravim, Godosh Bukulam Ritzaya. HaGovim, Im Shav Mechem, Im Koyin, Mitzul Agdimoy. Im Koyin Amoretz, Talmud Chochum, Koyinu Loi. Im Bakoyin, Gamki Talmud Chochum, Elishu Pochum, and Hashemi, Toiv Lagdimoy, Vol In Chiyav Adover. And the Kolonim, Tzim Rish Aleph. Like we saw in the Gate of Birchas Hamozin. And me ishi mo'im ba'la ba'i, yitzu b'yitzei afilu m'reich godon, m'vorech yoyim r'tchilu b'rshus m'reich v'er b'yitzei. This halacha is not so common. I don't know, I haven't been anywhere as far as I can recall, that they were ever mechabit somebody, a kohen, to be the b'yitzei. The shal is, when is it negeh b'chlal? So the truth is that the standard case where we have people being moitzi other people, there's always a balabayis. When there's a balabayis, generally, there's a general question, and that is, anytime that we make a bracha, anytime two people eating together, why isn't one person moitzi the other person? If you have three people for sure, and Brei Lamadras Melech, you should always be moitzi. It's always better to be moitzi than to be each person to make a bracha themselves. We saw by Shtayim and Telechalik, but in general, you have a few people together, it's always better for one person to be moitzi. Might see the other people. We Lamaisa, we don't do that. The only time that we do that is on Shabbos. So the Shaila is Monam Shech. If it's better that everybody should make their own bracha, so even on Shabbos everybody should make their own bracha. And if it's better that everybody should be Yates with somebody else, then we should always do that. What's this middle ground that we have, this Pshara that we have, that on Shabbos we're Maitzi and during the week we're not? Mishnah Berurah is Ma'ariv this Nakuda in Hilchos Tisis and other places that it's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch which one is better. It's better to be Maitzi, not better for each person to be, say, the bracha themselves. L'maitzo, in a regular Suda, like we're talking about, the regular Suda, let's say on Shabbos, or Suda, Yontif, these type of Sudas, that you have everybody's eating together. In a Hanami, one person is Mavarech. Generally, there you have a Balabais. Balabais is Mavarech because Tevayin Rivarech, he's the one that's going to be, he's the Balabais, he should be Mavarech. Tuvayin or Yivaruch, we find when you get to Perzamazan also. But the Balabais, since he's going to be being Mechalik Tachala, so it's better that he should be the Boitzeya, so he gives out big pieces to everybody. Now, Yesh La'ayin Bechla, whether or not it's the Negev Bizmanenu, because Bizmanenu, most people, as far as I've seen, most people when they cut up Chala, they do not cut up a piece of Chala that will last the person for the entire Suda. They cut up one slice, and they give out to everybody else. That means there's no Indian of giving it to the whole Nakuda is when you're giving somebody challah that's going to last him for the whole Suda, make it should be the Balabais that's doing it because the Balabais is going to give the biggest piece. As opposed to somebody else, he doesn't know how much challah there is, so therefore he's going to give a little slice. Because Manenu, that's not the meaning is that everybody, you cut up a slice, and then you cut up slices and leave it on the table, and generally there's as much challah as you want for the rest of the Suda. There's no limited amount of challah, sometimes. But, and if that's the case, then there's no Indian lechar for the Balabais to be barred. Similar to a case where the Mishnah Berurah says that if everybody's eating from their own kikur, there's also, you don't have that inyan. So it's not the exact same thing because Lamaisa, the Balabais, is being Mechalik, but Lachur, the inyan of being Mechalik, the Balabais should be the one to be Mechalik, Lachur doesn't really pass Bizmanenu because he's not being Mechalik like that. He's not being Mechalik bread for everybody, the challah for everybody, for the entire Suda. The Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that even in a case, he says that in a case where there is no inyan of ayin yofen, then you should be mechabed agadol. I haven't yet seen anybody be mechabed agadol. I did see that Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kovetz Halachos, he says that if your father comes, then you should be mechabed your father to be Boitzeh, he should be the one to be Boitzeh. He could decline if he wants, but you should be mechabit him to be Boitzeh. Some people dafka do like to, some people dafka don't like to, it gets into family politics. Lamaisa, al the mitzvah, lechera, it is, one should be mechabit him to be Boitzeh, he said. Now, Lamaisa, it's not certainly Gael, in any case where you have a balabais, like we say the balabais always being, is generally the one that's going to be Boitzeh. In a case where you don't have a balabais and everybody's eating together and there's no balabais, let's say you go to chasana, it could be that the balasuda is considered the balabais, the maisi is not being moitzi everybody b'chlal. It says that a chasen b'yayim chupasa, you should be the one to be boitzei atchilo. Now the problem is that the chasam yom chuppah, it was at a chasana last night. I was there about an hour and 15 minutes after the chuppah was over, and the chasam was not out. So no one is waiting. Everybody was already deep into the main course. Actually, everybody's basically finished the main course by the time the chasam even surfaced. No one's waiting for the chasam to be b'tzeah. That be'etzem is what the Aruch HaShulchan says is the reason why we don't have this inyan of galul b'mivarech. He says because not everybody eats together. In a case where you're not having a suda, everybody's just sitting down at random times. You come into yeshiva's dining room, everybody sits down and eats at their own time. No one's waiting for somebody. Says some people are sitting down, other people are washing, other people haven't even gotten up to wash yet. So no one's waiting for everybody else. They're not coming to eat together. If everybody's coming to eat together, then in a chanam you have one person that's b'tzeah and mivarech and might see everybody else. Or in the chol pachas, you should wait for him. B'tzeah is poishet yalid chilo. You should wait for him. But if everybody's not eating together, then in a chanami, everybody makes the bracha by themselves. And that's the standard case, bezmaninu. He says, in a chanami, kol kama, that everybody's eating by themselves, eating together, which is what we do on Shabbos, then one person should be mighty to everybody else. Which is l'chara, the pshara that we have. Dahainu. The only time that we really have a suda, that everybody's coming, sitting, and washing, and eating together, is dafka on Shabbos. However, any other time, even by chasen, by sudas mitzvah, by bris, everybody's washing the ma'isa, people don't all sit down and wash at the same time. He's still getting the Baal Bris is still getting his mazal tov, and other people are still coming in, and other people, it's not a matzah that everybody's coming and sitting down and being kaveh at once, and therefore that's the chur, the reason why we're not. And even if you do have a case where everybody's doing it, it's still not ragil that l'chur, the minig is already that you're not maitze. The chathchila and the chanami, you should be maitze if you could. That's not the only time that we do that is Shabbat Yom Tov or Gedeim. L'chur, and that's the reason why L'maitza, we are only maitzi on Shabbat Yom Tov. That's the real time that everybody's sitting and eating together, and we wait for it. What's that? Vayeshev brachas. Vayeshev brachas that everybody's sitting and washing together.
Yeah.
Waiting for?
The chasen kalah to come.
Yeah. And they don't start for the chasen kalah comes in such a scenario. Yeah, l'chara, that would be such a case. I would say that since it's not the regular scenario, that it's not a regular matziv, therefore, in other words, it's not a daily occurrence, and therefore it's not like Shabbos. Every Shabbos you have such a thing. But l'chara and a chanami, one should do that. If everybody's taka washing together, one should do that. It certainly is not the minhag. That's Sif Yudala. Sif Tazvav, Ainam Asum Rishayin, Litanai Chita Mabitea. Aval Motor Lassis Lakolechar, Chalke Kindam Shechal Hu, Vimim Tinu At Shechal Hu. This, the Ramah says, is the Ramah Nemzon that it's not a problem to slice up the entire challah and hand it out before the Beitzea takes a bite, so long as nobody else eats before the Beitzea. But to hand out the piece of challah is not a problem. And I know people that do that. They cut up all the challah and dish it out and hand it out to everybody at the Suda. Then the Beitzea takes a bite. That's what the Ramah says, it's not a problem. The Maisa Mishabura says, Alpi the Taz, and this is how most of the Kharim go, is that it's not Kedai. Since there's no reason to do it, so why do it? You're right, in a Chanami it's a Terech Suda, but there's no reason to be Mafsik like that, so why do that? Is it Aser? He didn't say it's Aser. There's no reason to be Mafsik, so why do it? Now, L'chura, if that's the case, if you have a reason why you want to do it, you want to be Mechabit somebody, your Shver came, and you want to be Mechabit him, or you want to give it to your wife. L'chur, if you have a reason to do it, then there's no itzer betzem. The Ramah says that you could do it. Just there's no reason to do it, so don't do it, says the Taz. But kokama that you have a reason to do it, l'chur, it shouldn't be a problem. If you want to be mechabit somebody who could do it, then l'chur, there is mokim. That was one of the questions that we asked. Can you cut up for yishver and yishveger who could do it? If you want to be mechabit them, that's the way to be mechabit them, that they should get first before everybody else gets. Then l'chur, that is a reason that you could be mekel l'chur.
What if you just want to get to the middle? You want the middle of the challah, you like that better for
it. Then that's where you should cut for yourself first. That's where you should start, because that's the best piece. Sure. Even though we hold that the middle is not what's the best. We hold that the outside is the best. And even if people say that they like the middle better, they don't really. L'maisa, what's chashu betzem, that's what he's saying. But l'chur, ask yourself, you should start there if that's the piece they like better. It should be nechal eteyome. Now, but in a chanami, l'chara, to slice it up and to give it out, if you have no reason to, in a chanami, one should refrain from doing that. Now, where does this come up, l'maisa? It comes up every week if you give out your challah. But even if you don't, you're not meant to give out your challah, I think what it's negiah to every single person is, anybody that runs a seder, is Leila Seder. Even if you prepare the matzah beforehand in a bag, that everybody should have their matzah beforehand, you shouldn't have to wait afterwards, but you still have to give out from the middle matzah. You're still giving out. There's moitzi matzah, there's the top matzah and the middle matzah. Everybody has to have a little bit, even if they have their own matzah, they could be for the Iker Shir, but they're supposed to get from the Boitzeya's matzah as well, the Bala Seder's matzah as well. And that could only be given out after he makes the bracha. Therefore, he has to, especially if you have 15, 20 people by your Suda, you have to break it up and start passing out to everybody a little piece. Now, generally, the person that's the Bala Seder doesn't want to start eating beforehand, because if he starts eating, then he already starts his clock of 2 minutes or 4 minutes or however long you decide to do it. The clock really only starts from the first time that you swallow, not from the time that you start chewing. That's when the achila starts from. So you really could put it a little bit into your mouth and then hand it out. However, I think most people, they break it up and they hand it out, and then everybody's getting, the first person already got his matzah and he's ready to go. And everybody else still has to get their matzah. He's passing around to everybody to get their matzah. Everybody should wait before the beitzea starts eating. Now, it's a din in derech eretz b'pashtus. It's not going to be ma'akev b'di'eved if he didn't. From the taisus, it sounds din derech eretz. We shouldn't sound like maybe you shouldn't, maybe at midino. But it seems that the pesukim nemon that it's a din more of derech eretz, and therefore b'di'eved it's not, certainly not going to be ma'akev. But l'chatchila they should wait. I asked the Talmud Chacham this morning, what does he do? Leila Seder, what do you do? So he says he actually takes a little bit himself and starts chewing, and b'hasebo. Ishlein whether or not the chewing has to be b'hasebo also. But he says, he ready b'seva, and then he's giving it out as he's passing out the pieces after he already took a little bit in his mouth, and he's eating it, which is b'seva. And the truth is that Yerushalmi says that Rav used to do that. Rav used to pass out with his right hand and eat with his left hand. Agav, what does it mean that he used to eat with his left hand? What? How much was he eating? He kept on eating along, or even the first bite? Once cleared. What's the story? The halacha is you're supposed to hold in your right hand whatever food you're making bracha on. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Rishvav, you're supposed to hold it in your right hand. Let's say you have a bag of chocolate lentils in your right hand, and you want to take out with your left hand. You make the bracha, shakonu yivadvari. Now you want to take it out with your left hand and eat it. Is there a problem to take it out with your left hand? Is the lechatchila that you should eat it with your right hand, or do you have to be holding it at the time of the bracha in your right hand? Is there any, for whatever reason, corona, and you don't want to use your right hand because it doesn't have a glove on it? Whatever the reason is, you don't want to do it. That's the situation. Now you want to eat it with your left hand. Is there any problem to do that? So we came out then that, and it's not a problem at all. The Indian is making the bracha. It should be held in your right hand, b'shas the bracha. But the achila doesn't have to be with your right hand at all. Maybe there's a smach from this Yerushalmi. The Rav used to eat with his left hand. He cut, ate with his left hand, he's a lefty. And he passed it out with his right hand. Unless he took the first bite with his right hand, and then I don't know what the Gemara is telling me, that he ate with his left hand, what's that mean? Yeah, he continued eating. This means the first bite. He mamish first bite with his left hand while he's passing out. That's what this Lamaisa, this Talmud Chacham does. And that's an Eitzah. You could do that. You could start biting already. It's chewing, and your clock doesn't start of your Kedei Achilas Pras till you start swallowing and pass out. Therefore, no one's going to eat before you. What's that? You're supposed to do it some of the bracha. You should have kezayis right away. That's without being mafsek. Okay. So anytime. The derech eretz chewing. We never find that you have to make sure that he swallows first beforehand. The nekuda is that he should start eating beforehand. That's the chur. That's where it's very negated, this halacha. Sif tezayin. Ein b'yitzei reshay levtzoya ad sheyichlep omein mipi reiv ha'inim. The b'yitzeya should not be b'yitzeya, should not cut the chala until the reiv of the tzibur finishes the omein. Now, agav, they point out that in a case where you're continuing making another bracha, then it has to be, you have to wait for the whole tzibur. For example, if you're making a leila seder, Hamoiti and Achilas Matzah, and you're being moiti everybody with both of your brachas, with your Hamoiti and Achilas Matzah, then you have to wait. You have to wait for everybody to finish Amen before you say your second bracha. The reason being because if you want to be moiti them, they have to be able to hear what you're saying. So therefore, in a chanami, in a case where you're just making one bracha like in a regular Friday night, then in a chanami you wait till Reva Einim because you're not making another bracha. But if you're trying to be mighty somebody with the second bracha, and you're going to start the second bracha before they finish saying Amen, you're not going to be able to be yetzei with your bracha. Therefore, in such a case, Leila Seder, Kodemi, you're making two brachas for those that make two brachas to be mitzi other people. Some people have different minhagim. But if you're making two brachas to be mitzi everybody, then you should wait for everybody to finish amin before you kick into the second bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the reason to wait for amin? Shegam anias amin michlal bracha hi. Anias amin is michlal the bracha. Whose bracha? What are we talking about? It's michlal whose bracha? It's a din in the mevarech. It's kilu as a chelik of the mevarech's bracha, and therefore he's kilu not finished being mevarech until they make the bracha, or they're answering back. So therefore, they're in the middle of their bracha. If you're going to start cutting, then you're cutting in the middle before they're not going to be their bracha is not a chelik on the shalim. It's not on the shalim. Is it a din in the mevarech or is it a din in the? So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah earlier in the siman. In Sifkat and Chof, we saw this earlier, saw this last man. It says, Hamavarech Ichavin La'amin She'emrim. Im Rabbim Misubim Ichavinu Libim Lishmaya Bracha V'yanu Amin, Vamavarech Ichavin La'amin She'emrim. Or Zeruah. Says in Mishnah Berurah, what's the reason why? Danias Amin Gamkin Michlal Bracha Hi. Afagav Du Kvar Birich Be'atzmai. He was already Mavarech, so why do I need an Amin? Because Mokam Ha'idei She'inim Amin Allah. Says Mishnah Berurah something fascinating. He says there's an Indian that you should be yotze with their amen. The mevarech, there's an Indian that the mevarech should listen to the amen of the people that are answering, and it makes your bracha better bracha. In the Bir Alacha, he's matmiya. He says, where do we find such a makar for such a thing? Person that says amen after their own bracha, it's meguna to say amen after your own bracha. Where does it come from? Bechlal. He says, we don't find any other makar aside from this Or Zeruah that says such a thing. Yesh L'ayin, where does it come from? This whole Indian. Very much mefakfek. He wants to say that maybe the makar is from Yerushalmi, and maybe there's a Tari Seif in the Yerushalmi. He's supposed to say something else, Bechlal, and there's no makar, Bechlal for the din at all. I saw in the Shari Bracha, they brought down that from the Sefer Binyan Shalim, he says that the second reason. He says there's another reason as well. You're right. In Echanami, that's the first reason. He's not missing after the first reason over there. But there's a second reason of if you're going to start cutting before they say Amen, then their bracha is not finished. Mitzad the Oinim, there's a chasaron because they're still attaching themselves, they're connecting themselves to the bracha, I say the Amen, and you're going to start cutting before, and that means that their bracha is not going to be chal on a Shalim if you don't wait for them to say Amin. So even if you don't have the Bir Alacha's pickbook of there's no Inin for you to be Mechav and to be Yoyte with the Amin of the Inim, but there's still this Inin to wait for them Lachara out the fact that it should be the Bracha should be done on the Shalim. The Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention anything over here, and he brings it down Tzad HaChelik Mashma that he goes with it. You should wait for them to say Amin. The question is why? What's the inin? That was he was being a fact fake. The Bir Alacha is being a fact fake. There's no mile in the mevarech. Out the oinim, out the shalim. That's either way. That shegam anias amin mechlal bracha he says over here. He's saying, Dafka, if you're being mighty them. There, the Amin is more a chelik of the bracha. There, the Amin is more a chelik of the bracha. Since they need your bracha, therefore the Amin is more a chelik of the bracha. But if they're not being yaitzah with their bracha, then the fact that they're answering Amin has nothing to do with. They're not going to be yaitzah, even according to the other reason, or either reason. The maila of the Amin is when they're being yoytze, like in Sif Beis as well, talking about where they're being yoytze with your bracha. They're being yoytze with your bracha, so then the amen attaches to the bracha because they need your bracha to be yoytze. The amen is the hemshech of the bracha. I would think that applies l'chur to both svars. Bechlal, he never even mentioned the svar of the shalim beforehand. So it's a little bit hard to say that over here he's going with one svar and the second place going with the other svar. If you die, the Beitzei Poi should yodet chila lekor alecho, v'ba lach lekoven mishagadol men rishai. The Beitzei is the first one that eats. Lechura, it's not exactly clear what it's talking about. Lechala, lechura, he should be the first one to eat. You're not allowed to eat before him. Truth is that halacha later on in Simen Kof Ayin that It's really all the food. Shnayim sheyeshun al ha'shulchan, agad al poish yada itchilo. Vasher le'ach yada b'fnei misha gadol mimenu, arei ze gagaron. Al tzder acheres, you should let the gadol eat first. That means that if you have a chashur person by the table, he should be served first. He should be served first. Now, if the boitzeya is the balabayas, the boitzeya gets first. Cool. I had the schus of having a kohen by Mesuda on this past Shabbat. So, now we have a schus to be mechavin. Mechavin that he should be the mezamin as well. He's also talmud chacham. So we had two for the price of one. There's also a kohen, also a talmud chacham. The sif yud ches. Haboitzeya nois and prus lefnei kol echad va'echad noita prus biyado. Vina boitzeya nois and biyado echad al mkein hoya ovel. Pirs Tzion Biyodel Remez the Pusat HaMoyte Shneisim Biyodel B'Shat HaVelus. There's a minig. Certainly there are definitely people that are makrid on this. It's not exactly clear what the Makar is. They bring it down from a Jerome. The Rajba says about this Halacha that he had a Makar from Chazal, but he doesn't remember where it is. He wants to look it up. It is brought down on the bottom. The Beis Yesu quotes it from Medrash Necha. It's not there. It's not exactly clear where the Makar is. Medrash Mishlei, maybe Yalkut Mishlei, that not to give hand over the bread from hand to hand when you're Boitzeah. Now, does this apply? When does this apply? Any time that you're passing bread, you shouldn't pass the in the middle of the Suda as well. You're giving to a child. You shouldn't give to the child. You should put it down and the child should take it. When is it? So I saw the Shevet Alevi and the Kovitz and Beis Levi, they bring down from Hosner, that he said it's only the first Prusa, the Prusa Tamaitzi. The Prusa Tamaitzi, that's what they're makbid on, that you shouldn't hand to hand. Put it down and the person takes it. But during the Suda, in a Chanami, if it's other bread, other challah, then it's not a problem. Which means if you're still giving a kid bread to eat, l'chair, one wouldn't have to be makron on it. Especially since the kid is usually on the run, and doesn't really have a place that you could give it to him. Put it down on the floor in front of him. Depends on the tie chair, that's fine. But that's what he said, that l'chair, it's only by the Prusa Samaritzi. Plate of challah? Yeah, l'chair. Her plate of challah is not handing the challah. I don't think that people are makbid on that. Sif yotes mishen yoichel en yoichel levarach berachas hamoitzi lohitzi ha'oichlim aval ektanim yoichel levarach hafa pishen yoichel imloim kedei lechanchu b'mitzvus. This is the halacha that Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. It's a chilek between berachas hamitzvos and berachas hanenin. Berachas hamitzvos hafa pishen yotze moitzi. However, berachas hanenin, since you're not mechuyev b'davar, therefore the whole vart of arvus is that you're an ari for somebody, is that kokama that he wasn't mekayim his mitzvah, everybody's mekayim in the mitzvah. If he wasn't mekayim his mitzvah yet, then it's kilo as if you weren't mekayim your mitzvah yet. Everybody's mekayim to be mekayim this mitzvah, and kokama that he wasn't mekayim it, then you're not mekayim, then it's kilo as if you weren't mekayim it. But when it comes to berachas hanenin, said the Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah, then you're not mekayim to eat b'chlal. So no one's mekayim be'etzem in this bracha. You can't tell me that until he's yoytze his bracha, I haven't been yoytze my chiyuv. He's not mechuyev to be yoytze bracha. He's not mechuyev to eat at all. Then you get into big questions. What happens if a person eats? Now he's mechuyev to bench. So you're right. He wasn't mechuyev to eat, but now that he ate, he's mechuyev to bench. How do we done benching? Benching is the birchas mitzvah, the birchas nenin. It's the birchas nenin which has the din of birchas mitzvahs. This is the next sugya, tesis in the next sugya on daf memches amud aleph at the bottom, and the rishonim there. How do we done birchas amazin? Is Berachas HaMazon considered Berachas HaNenin? Is considered Berachas HaMitzvah? Is he allowed to be Moitzi somebody or not? Bechag Yitzin Dabavli, Yerushalmi, big Nidun. Now, Lamaisa Benegeta Bracha Rishaino, Skepaskin, that's Gemara Lahedi and Rosh Hashanah, that you cannot be Moitzi somebody with a Berachas HaNenin if it's not a Berachas HaMitzvah. However, says the Mechaber, if you're being Mechanech, a child, to make a Bracha, then you're allowed to be Mevarach for him. Now, is there any Indian to be nizer in this? For example, if you could say with a child, Baruch Ata Hashem Eloi Adoi Eloi, and the kid will be able to say the word by himself, is there any reason? So I saw the Bachacher, Neshal Avrami Bachach, he says in a Chanami, you should do that, Lechatchila. However, if the kid doesn't know that, or if you're scared that the kid is going to learn to say, sometimes when you do that with a child, he says, Baruch Ata Adoi Eloi Melech, and that's the end of his bracha. That's not what you're trying to be mechanechim. You're trying to be mechanechim that he should be able to say the bracha properly. Mashmoy says, even though somebody that can't say the bracha b'chlal, even we're talking about a child, that gamkin mot levarach imam kishereitzim lehenes ve'inim yoidim levarach ba'atzmon. We're talking about what age child? Is it a child that's higiyah lechinuch? L'chor a child that's a gina chinuch is dafka if he's 5, 6, at best. Somebody, by that time, generally most of the kids know how to make a bracha. So the question is, can you do this for a child who's 3 years old as well? 3 years old, he's the best of 90 years of chinuch. You're doing it for the sake of chinuch. You're doing it for the sake of chinuch. L'chor a kol kama that you're doing it for the sake of chinuch. Mashmoy, the Mishnah Berurah is, even if he doesn't know how to be mevarach ba'atzmam, lav dafka is he saying it along with you. Nevertheless, you could be mevarich for them. Kedei l'chaim chom b'mitzvah. That in Echonami, if you could get out of it, like we're saying, you could do it in a way that he'll be able to say. Some children, they just need a little bit of help, and once you start them off, they'll be able to continue themselves. Then in Echonami, you don't have to say Shem Hashem. But l'maisa l'alacha, it's not a problem to make the bracha, and certainly that's how many people are knowing. Certainly Gananot and other people, and that's what they do all day long. And but even parents, anytime you're making a child, making a bracha with a child, the child doesn't know how to be mevarich. It's not a problem of a bracha levatala. Chof, Stiv Chof, says the Machaber, Afilu b'shabesh u'chayiv lecho pas, lo yivarach lechaveir birch demaiti, im eino eichol. Lo yishori levarach lachayim, af afish eino toim, ele birch demaiti dematzo, bilo rishon shal Pesach, u birch zayayin de kiddush, bein shalayla bein shalayim. The Paiskim handle, how about the first night of Sukkot, is lechara also a mitzvah, the first kazai seen in the Sukkot is also a mitzvah, and you should be able to be made to him. Lamaisa, the yisurid of the Mechaber is, anytime that we have a birchas anenin, which is also a birchas amitzvah, then it's not a problem to be made to somebody the birchas anenin, which means Kiddush, Shabbos morning, there's no problem to make a, even though all Kiddush is be'etzim, is Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekinim Alfam, Brei Pri Agafen, all the things that they add, Oz Tisanag Al Hashem, or Al Kim Beirach, or whatever it is that people say before him, is extra credit. That's not the Iker Kiddush, that's why it's called Kiddush Rav, because there is no other bracha aside from Brei Pri Agafen as the Iker Kiddush. It's Lashon Saginor. There's no Indian, there's no, it's not like Leil Shabbat, that there's a bracha of Kiddush. There is no bracha of Kiddush, all it is Brei Pri Agafen. Now that's a bracha of the Nenin. Generally, a bracha of the Nenin. You can't be Maitzi if you're not being Nenin. However, the Machaber says, we paskin, like the Rishonim say, that that's considered a birchas hamitzvahs, and therefore it has the halachic status of a birchas hamitzvahs, and therefore you're allowed to be might to somebody else, even not being here to yourself. That's why it's not a problem to, that was the case that we had written down, where somebody was making Kiddush, and he went over to the lady section, and he was belting out Kiddush every 5 minutes. Betzim is not a problem, you're allowed to do that. And the fact that the lady said that she learned not the way, l'maisa, briskers are machmir. The Brisker Rav, they say B'Shem the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was Makbid, that in a Chanami, to give it a dinner Birchas Anenim. It is the Machlekes Yishenim. In Psachim, it's the Machlekes Yishenim, the Ritva, Rabbeinu David, the Mordechai. They all learn that even Kiddush, which is Kiddush of Yerim, which is a Betzim a Mitzvah, since all it is a Birchas Anenim, then you cannot be Maitzei if you're not being Yitz yourself. It also has other ramifications, and that is whether or not the people that are being Yitz with Kiddush have to drink from the wine. If it only has a dinner Birchas Anenim, you're not yoytzi with his bracha if you don't drink from the wine. If it is dinner birchas mitzvahs, then you don't have to drink betzem. You were yoytzi the mitzvah. Masha'in came, kol kama that it's a dinner birchas anenin, then you also have to drink from the wine. And that's why briskers are makbid, to drink from the wine as well. Everybody drinks from the wine. L'mayis to the minig of Rav the Olam is not that way. The Tshuvas van Hagas, Rav Moshe Sternbach, and his Tshuva that he handles this, he brings down from the Brisker Rav, writes that the Brisker Rav actually was matziah the chiddush to his father, Chaim, and Chaim wasn't makavlet, but he says that he went to his house afterwards, he saw that he was makavlet. He says, so he wasn't makavlet as a din, but l'maisa, v'noi l'vinatzma, he was makavlet, I guess, to give everybody that they should drink. So l'maisa, the way the Machaber paskins straight up, and the way the Mishabura paskins, that's how Rav of the Olam goes. Certainly in yeshivas, they're not makavlet on that. They don't give out by Kiddush, they don't give out to 250 bachrim. Anybody wants to come, could come. But in the standard yeshiva, not everybody's being not everybody's drinking, and we hold like the Machaber that it's not a problem. It has a din of a birchas mitzvahs. And Mamela, also when you get to Afal Pisha Yotza, you're able to be mighty somebody else, even though you're not being yotzi yourself. Now, for some reason, pas is not considered a chiyuv, even though you're mechuyev to have 3 suddas on Shabbos. However, it's not considered a chiyuv. Why? Because you could fast if you want to. And if you want to, then you're not mechuyev to have a suda. So you can't say that the bracha of amoyti lechem menorah is considered a birchas hamitzvah, because you don't have to eat. If I don't want to fast, I'm mechuyev to have 3 sudas. So kol kama that I decided that I'm not fasting in the morning, I already had my coffee when I woke up, so I'm already not fasting today. So you can't tell me that I'm fasting. So now I'm mechuyev to have 3 sudas. It's only if you're fasting, then you're not mechuyev to eat. But kol kama that you're not fasting, then you are mechuyev to eat. So why is it considered a birchas hametzis? The chur of the mashmoyt is that the afshem choyv ain a choyv alav mishum mitzvah kidei sheyen mitzvah the Shabbos. There's a chiyuv and there's a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. There's two ways to be mekayim the din of oinik Shabbos. You could even be mekayim the din of oinik Shabbos al yedei the fact that you're going to fast. That's your oinik Shabbos. Or you mekayim the oinik Shabbos al yedei the fact that you're going to eat. But there's no chiyuv to be mekayim the oinik Shabbos dafka through eating. If you decide to be mekayim your oinik Shabbos like that, you could. But since you're not mechuyev to eat, the mitzvah is not the eating. The mitzvah is the earning Shabbos. There's different ways that earning Shabbos manifests itself. One way is fasting, if that's what your hana is. And one way is eating, if that's what your hana is. You're not mechuyev be'etzem to eat. You're mechuyev to mekayim earning Shabbos. Since you're not mechuyev to eat, mekayim the mitzvah of earning Shabbos, then memela is not considered as if you have a chiyuv.
Why don't we say that about Kiddush also, that this Kiddush?
Do you have to hear Kiddush if you didn't fast, if you're fasting? So, whether or not you should be able to make Kiddush yourself if you're fasting, that's not so simple, but it could be that you're mechuyev to be yotze. Mechuyev to be yotze at least at night, yesh lai, whether or not during the day, if it's only as a hecker. It's like, mechuyev in the Indian of Kiddush. In the Indian of Kiddush. I think Mishnah Berurah says that if you're fasting, you shouldn't be the one to be mekadesh. But, Be'etim Kiddush in and of itself. The Nikud is because Kiddush in and of itself is the mitzvah. That's the Yisrael. Kiddush in and of itself is the mitzvah. Here the mitzvah is not in and of itself. It's not eating. It's mitzvah. It's Oinik Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos. It could play out, manifest itself way in different ways. But where the mitzvah itself is the Kiddush, then that's what you're mechuyev. The Ramah says the Yisrael here, he says that you should eat the prusa sabitziya. Yesh lechal prusa shabbat alav kredem sheyechol pasacher. You should have the prusa b'tzio before you have any other bread, that it should be eaten l'tei oven. And that's chibuv mitzvah. It's inin chibuv mitzvah. Chibuv. It's inin chibuv mitzvah. This, I think, is very negative. This comes up all the time. I don't know how exactly to play out l'halach l'maisa. The standard child should is either a person washes on matzah and then he goes to have the leftover challah that was cut up from the earlier sudas, or he takes frozen pita or something out of the freezer if he didn't prepare himself beforehand, or a vocal or something that's frozen, and he makes a moitzi, cuts off a little piece, and then he goes ahead and he eats something else. He doesn't even finish the piece that he was boitzei on, because that's not really what he wants to be boitzei on. He just needs the lecha mishnah. He needs the lecha mishnah, but your lechatchila, the lecha is, you should finish the piece that you boitzei on, and then go to the next bread. Now, the problem is that the reason is that you should be eating that latte oven. If you're only being boitzei on matzah because that's the only shalom that you have, but you don't like matzah, and you're not going to be able to pay off on side to side. So, I'm not exactly sure what the case of the Ramah is. That this is the piece that you like to eat, but anyhow you're going to eat a different piece. Kilo as if, betzim, this is the piece that's it's white flour, and you have whole wheat bread, and your wife makes you eat whole wheat bread. So you're gonna go ahead, and after you have the regular challah, you're going to quickly go to the whole wheat bread. No, says the Ramah, finish up, finish up the white bread. Exactly sure the mice how it plays out. But there is such an Indian to al tachiv mitzvah to finish that piece beforehand. The Ramah brings down something else very interesting. Leave over from the prusas hamoitzi a little bit till the end, that you should be, that's the taste, like afikamen, that's the taste that you should bench with at the end of the Suda. Does anybody know anybody that's naive to do this? I happen to know one person that is naive to do this. He went to halacha, that's it. He decided to start being naive to do this. L'maisa, it seems that most people are not naive to do this. Maybe they leave over, like we said in our question, leave over a little piece of the afikamen for next year, that's the segula. But leaving over a piece of the hamaitzi, of the prus hamaitzi, I don't really see many people being naive to do that. The Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting. He says it's keneged the Ramah. The Ramah says that you should finish the prusas b'tzio before you go on to the next piece of bread. The Mamela, according to the Ramah, you should finish the whole piece and you shouldn't leave anything over. Well, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is coming to say. The Shlo is saying, Gam Yishai, you should leave over from that piece and not finish it to the end. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, we go like the Ramah. The meaning is like the Ramah, that we finish the prusas b'tzio beforehand. It should be nechal etzei oven. Certainly Friday night, challah, gishmak, a piece. Eat the whole thing. You don't leave over a little bit for a different time. Memela, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the lechura would be a pshat why very many people are not naik. It's not a chiyuv. It's an inyan. But even inyanim, people like inyanim. People like inyanim sometimes, right? Leil Shavuos, who doesn't stay up Leil Shavuos? Inyan zecher to the fact that they, it's brought down Chazal also, but zecher to the fact that they weren't up at the time of Matan Torah. When you get to Leil HaSeder, it says that it's a chiyuv. If you're stopping your teeth in time, ad shechat fenashina, to stay up the whole night as much as you could. As much, maybe everybody's dechat fenashina. But there's an Indian. We like inyanim. That would be maybe a pshat, a limud chus on the fact that people aren't really makbid this. Sif, simin kuftadi. Kuftadi sif aleph. The Mechaber says, similar to the halacha that we just saw, the Beir Agerle puts is actually metai into these halachas and kuf samach zayin. The halacha is also when it gets to the birchas brei pri agafen after it's really sugin in psachim, but the halacha is the same halacha that we just saw now, and that is that if everybody has achar shesim birchas amazin mevarich brei pri agafen v'yitam mevarich v'achar kach yitam u'achir, the same halacha that we had before, and that the mevarich should drink before everybody else drinks. Im kulam zkukim lekreis echon. V'neitzer mevarich mekreis lekreis vekin shebi adam leyitemu et shiyitemu. Avam einam zkukim lekreis yechonim litem koinim shiyitemu. If everybody's got their own wine, they're allowed to be drink before he drinks. However, if everybody doesn't have their own wine, then they have to wait for him. Ein tzarich mevarich lishmu mekreis. Avam im einam zkukim lekreis yechonim litem koinim shiyitemu. And ein tzarich mevarich lishmu mekreis lekreis mesubin. Elam Kain Kreis Mesumim Pogum. Betzem, the bracha is chal on everything, and therefore he doesn't have to be shefich from his cup into everybody's cup. This we saw on Taisis by us, Taisis and the Rishonim, they brought down that if everybody has their own kais, then the kiddush that a person makes, that was the story in Pesachim, that they were mechabed him to say kiddush on Shabbos morning, kiddush rabbi, he didn't know what kiddush rabbi was. So he started with, you know, that good etza. You always start with the brei pri agafen. Every bracha starts with the brei pri agafen. You start with brei pri agafen. You saw ha'usav agochen v'shoseh. You saw that somebody bent down to drink. So he says, okay, that must be the whole kiddush. So the way the rishonim go is that in Echonami, that's when everybody has a kais in front of them, then the kiddush is chal in everybody's cup, and they don't have to wait for you, and they can just drink right away. Now, if this is that's the case, in the chori we have a great etza. You're making a simcha v'ezer Hashem. And you have 60 people over at your simcha. So you know what it is afterwards? You're already filling up cups beforehand and pouring wine afterwards. It takes 10 minutes till you pour into all the cups beforehand to pour it out, and everybody's waiting there quiet without. You have a great etza. Pass around cups to everybody before and fill them up, and then make kiddush. You have the best etza, make kiddush. The kiddush will be chal in all the little cups. And terrific. Not only that, there's a din of itur. The chatzilah, you're supposed to be ma'atar akoyz. With all the other cups. The other cups, some people say, are supposed to be full. It's supposed to be. So you have little cups, and you stick them around. Says Ramesh Sternbuch, this is what he does. Chews on August. Fills up little cups all around. They're all filled up ready beforehand. Makes great pragafen, and then just hands out the cups. They're all ready. Shal is, why doesn't no one else do that? L'chorah, azikum tais from the Rishonim. That's l'chorah, that anybody that has a cup before, and the brach is chal on everybody. They even Claire, the bottle of wine that you have on the table, maybe the kiddush is chal on that as well, and everybody just takes the bottle of wine straight. L'chulum, maybe yes, maybe no, maybe it's only what you had in mind. Why don't people do that? Oh, that's l'chorah, one of the good reasons why people don't do that. There's a big question, do the other cups need a shear? If they're being etzi, if you have to make a kiddush on revius, so then the fact that everybody has a little cup which has 1 ounce, if you need a shear, then the shear, you don't have a shear in those cases. So there is a shaila whether or not you need a shear. It seems that Rav Paiskim Nemon that you do need a shear. In other words, the same way that you're supposed to, Be'etzim, you're being geitzer with his bracha. The same way that we find B'negiyat Alecha Mishnah. That even if everybody has their own challah roll in front of them, but you need to be geitzer with his bracha because he has the Alecha Mishnah, then the same thing over here, you want to be geitzer with his case. Because he has the revius, and you're getting wine from his kais. Some people say the bechlal is an inyan to drink dafka from the kais that they're mevarchal of. There's an extra inyan, but b'fad, if you hold that you need a shear, then l'chura, it's not going to help you to pour out into the cups beforehand. And l'chura, that is one of the main reasons I would say that people aren't naig this way. It's not so pashut. That's why there is makam to be maker. However, if you hold that you need a shear and you want to be yitzur with the shear, then in Echonami, you need dafka from the kois that he was mevarech alav. Sif beis achar shoshas kois shal birchas hamazon yevarech bracha achas mein shalish. The halacha is, we didn't really see the Torah B'Sisiv, I don't know if Tehillim saw. There shittas rishonim that the bracha that you make after on the Brei Piragaf and after the Suda, you don't have to make, it's betzem tafel to the Suda. And therefore you don't have to make a Brei Piragaf afterwards. You don't have to make Alei Gefen afterwards. L'maaseh Mechaber says that shittas rishonim is that you have to make a bracha afterwards, and even though you just had a Suda, and this is only tafel, the only reason why you're benching ala kois is cause of your suda. Nevertheless, after you had the Brei Piragaf and you had your kois after the suda, you have to make a ala gefen. There's two very important halachas that are mentioned here in the two bir halachas that are mentioned in the sif. Comes up very often, hopefully not. Second one, hopefully not as often, or not often at all. The first one certainly comes up very often. And that is there a shir equal benegea to a bracha rishena? In other words, if a person wants to continue drinking, he takes a cup. Some women do this for a 12 hour at home. They're at home and they drink, make a shakal in the morning when you wake up, and you may be willing to make a brain of fashion that night. You're drinking throughout the entire day. Very many people, they come to first seder with a bottle of water and they're drinking throughout first seder. There's a question, is there a certain point that you lose your bracha rishayna? We know when you get the bracha achrayna, you lose it after shir equal. That means with drinking, there's no 72 minute rule. With drinking, the halacha is, as soon as you finish, you're as thirsty as you were before you started drinking the drink that you drank, then you're ready, it's considered shir equal, and you're no longer allowed to make a bracha achrayinu. On a hot day, it could be 15 minutes. It's not a long time at all. Therefore, the question is, does the same halacha apply to bracha rishayinu, or is that only bracha achrayinu? Says the bir halacha here from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham understands that it also applies to bracha rishayinu, and you lose it after 15 minutes. That means that if you decide to drink after 15 minutes, you make a new shakal. Comes along Mishnah Berurah and he says no. Reiv achreinim be'emes harbi achreinim iskinu, and that's what seems the minhag ha'olam is to go like this harbi achreinim, that you do not lose your bracha rishena so long as you're not mitziach das. Then you can take your bracha rishena for 24 hours, forever long as you want, as long as you're not mitziach das. You can make a shakal in the morning and you continue throughout the entire day. Oh, if you're Mishana Makam, then certainly, then it has the regular klalim that you lost your bracha, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah mentions at the end, the Bir Halacha mentions at the end. If you leave, then you made a Shinu Makam, and you have to make a new bracha Rishena. But if you're sitting first Seder, and who gets up in the middle of first Seder, and you're learning for 4 hours straight, and you're drinking every 15 minutes, or every half an hour, or every hour, even though certainly you're thirsty as you were beforehand, and you're not allowed to make a bracha Achreina, bracha Rishena you do not have to make. However, says the Bir Halacha, this is Halacha L'maisa. That is Halacha L'maisa. You could make a shakal in the morning and take it through the entire day. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not such a great idea. Why is that? Because you're going to lose your ability to make your brain of fashis. And that is because your brain of fashis, you're only allowed to make after a shir equal. Up until a shir equal. After shir equal, you're not allowed to make a brain of fashis. That means if you're thirsty after 15 minutes, then you can't make it. You can no longer make a brain of fashis. So you're right, you'll be able to continue drinking without a bracha rishayna, but you can't make a brain of fashis. At the end of first Seder, you're going to make a brain of fashis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't help you for what you drank at the beginning of Seder. Because at the beginning of Seder, it's ready in Nisachol. Ukemi she'ena, it doesn't help you, b'chlal. And b'frat, sometimes he says, you don't want to be drinking, so you don't want to make a brain of fashis afterwards. B'chulu. But he says, be'etzem, it doesn't help you, the fact that you make a brain of fashis before you go to sleep at night, is not going to help you what you drank in the morning for ready in Nisachol. Therefore, if you're sitting down to first Seder with a bottle of water and you're drinking every 15 minutes, make one shakal at the beginning and make one brain of fashis at the end. But if it's not every 15 minutes, sometimes it's 45 minutes, sometimes it's an hour and 15 minutes, then you should make a brain of fashis after you have your drink and make a shakal next time. That way, you'll be able to have a brain of fashis after, and you won't lose your brain of fashis that you're mechuyev in, which as soon as you finish drinking, you're mechuyev to make a brain of fashis. You're going to lose that chiyuv, you're going to lose your chiyuv brain of fashis if you wait too long. It's not a bracha shein etzricha. You're mechuyev to make a brain of fashis. You're mechuyev. Here's not a b'chal, not a bracha shein etzricha. You're mechuyev to make this brain of fashis. You're going to lose it. And therefore, if you know that you're drinking throughout the morning, so it's not a problem, then just make one shakal in the morning. 9 o'clock, you sit down, make a shakal, make a brain of fashis at 1 o'clock. However, or 11 o'clock at night, if you know you're drinking throughout the entire day before. But if you, there's a big chance that you're going to lose your ability to make a brain of fashis, then you shouldn't. No.
if your cup's still full, like you know, like a big cup and you drink a half of it and then you still have a lot left and you might go like and you might drink less than an hour. A cup that seems still full.
No, it's telling him what you drink. It's not telling you specifically in the cup. It's telling him. That's the first halacha, which is very negia. It's b'chalas negia to a lot of different things. Negia to your sud also. Any time that you eat, you don't lose your bracha rishonim. There's many people mixed up. I mean, it's not mixed up. The Magen Avraham holds as the same halacha. But the Ma'aseh halacha we pass in that there's a difference between bracha rishonim and bracha achrona. Bracha achrona lose by shir equal. Bracha rishonim do not. The second halacha is if a person is mavarech b'tois, he makes the bracha achrona b'tois. There, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a bunch of different shitas here, the Bir Halacha, as whether or not that's considered a Hesach Hadas or not. Very often, knee-jerk reaction is a person drinks, and he makes a brain of fashions right away. He doesn't realize that he still wants to drink more, or he doesn't, he's just by rote, he does it, he's not thinking the fact that he has more, or he thought that he's Mokhiyev to, or Kedema. It happens quite often, unfortunately. Question is, what do you do in such a case? Are you allowed to continue drinking, or not? Is the Bracha considered Hesach Hadas or not? We see benching here is considered as Hadas. Batim. So Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that in Echanami, it's Takana, you don't have to make a new bracha. You don't have to make a new bracha, there's no Hesach Hadas. I made bracha, it doesn't make a difference. Kiveger is Machalik. Kiveger says, no, Givensach, it depends why. If you thought that Alpi Din your Mechu, you have to make a bracha, so then you, that's the Din of the Magen Avraham. But if you didn't realize that you had more food, then that's considered as Hadas. And you have to make a new bracha. Then he has the Maamar Mordechai and the Magen Big Dayesha Maamar Mordechai, the Bechlal Chaylik, and they say that anytime you bench, it's considered a Sila Gomer and Mechemet Sadev Nar Shalim, but Al Kain Lamaisa Tarachim. Maisa, it's not clear what to do in such a case. So if a person made a bracha Achreino, then, and he still wanted to eat, then the best thing that he should do is ask somebody else to be Maitzim with a bracha Rishaino. If that's not a possibility, then he should be Mesir Das. Maybe you should do a Shini Mokim. In such a case, that we find that the Mishnah Berurah allows you to do, he says, Hesach Hadas, we saw in Rishvah, Moshe said to do a Shini Mokim. If none of those are a possibility, then Lechur, Savik Baruch Lachol. From the fact that he blives with the Tzarechim, Savik Baruch Lachol, if you have to drink and you're not able to do any of these Aces, then Lechur, you should continue without. Now, there's a very common case that's really Negeat Sugiz Hesach Hadas, but I'll bring it up here because it's Negeat to this as well, and that is, where does this come up all the time? If a person did not clean out, the halacha is Yimali Pite Lasecho, Be'etzem, anytime he's supposed to make a bracha. I remember they said by Rav Steinman, one of his mashbak, one of his gaboyin, spoke after his nifter. One of the stories that they say about the God Ladar, what was one of the stories that they said about the God Ladar? That he was makbid every time that he ate. He spent like a minute, he said, afterwards cleaning his mouth, that he should be able to be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a clean mouth, that he finished everything that he ate. You're not supposed to be mevarach if you still have food in your mouth. Imali piti l'secho. He actually wrote a sefer called Imali piti l'secho. Now, there's another issue if you don't clean out your mouth. If you still have things stuck in your teeth, and you made a brain of ashes, and now you're walking, and you still have a little piece in it, and you take it and you swallow it, you have to make a bracha on that? You just made a bracha achrena. Bracha achrena is a siluk. Now you want to go ahead and you want to eat something after the siluk. So you could say, l'maisa was in your mouth already. That's considered an achila. So you had the achila. No, you're not chewing your cud that it came up with. Is that considered achila? Some people won't say that's not considered ma'is achila. The shayla is, if that little crumb was outside, you took the crumb, then you have to make mevarach on it. Now that the crumb is inside your teeth, then it's not considered. So you could say, there's a whole shayla that's going to get, if it's already there for 6 hours, machlekes shach on the taz, whether or not it's a dinabasar, it doesn't have a dinabasar. Bechal, doesn't have a shem ba'oichal, but kol kamad, you just finished eating, and you have a piece of food there that's stuck in your teeth, and you want to go ahead and you swallow it, then L'chura, you had a Hesach Hadas, you should go ahead and be Mevarach. L'maisa, the Paiskim say not that way. L'maisa, the Paiskim say there is no, some people say that it's not considered an Achilo, that's not a Shem Achilo. L'chura, because I would say, be Maisa, the fact that you already had it in your mouth. It's not a new Maisa Achilo. But it's more than that. They say that there is the considered no Hesach Hadas. Here we go with the Yisoid of the Magen Avraham. That's not considered a Hesach Hadas. You were never Mesiach Das from the pieces, you were Mesiach Das from eating Bechlos. From that which you already had in your mouth, you're never mitzvah das, you don't want to eat that anymore. There's no hesach das that's chal on that. Hesach das is chal on eating new food. Food that you already had in your mouth, there's no hesach das on it, and if not, we would not be matzrich a new bracha.